Fish Stripe. It's SB Nation's Miami Marlins blog. It's Michael Stevenson. Michael, welcome to the program. Great to talk to you tonight.
How's it going? Great talking to you, too.
It's been better. A little bit of confusion here on my end. Uh-oh. But we'll get these things happen in live radio. That said, I guess the place we'll start if we're going to talk Miami Marlins baseball is the future of ownership of the Miami Marlins. Jeffrey Lurie obviously has put the club up for sale, and I'm sure every fan in Miami has to be absolutely thrilled by that. But there's been all kinds of problems as far as getting an ownership, a group together, the bid on the Marlins. What do you see the future of ownership of this Miami Marlins baseball team?
Right. Like you said, Mr. Lurie is not well-respected, to say the least, in South Beach. He bought the team from the now owner of the Boston Red Sox for, like, $125 million, and now he's looking for his original price, and one of the main problems was he has a team that's, highly in debt, and he's looking for a really high price for them. So he's looking, originally it was like between $125 billion, $1.2 billion and $1.1 billion. So finding that like sweet spot for him was tough. But right now they have three main contenders, and Commissioner of Baseball Rob Manfred talked today. Darren Revelle tweeted out a video of him. Talking about they're soon to pick a team. It should be coming up really soon, especially after the All-Star break. But they have the three possible options. Right now it looks like you have the former presidential candidate and Florida Governor Jeb Bush, best known for his Please Clap routine there, and Mitt Romney's son, Tag. Apparently Pitbull is also included in the deal. He played last night at the Home Run Derby. Second group, and in my opinion, the favorite group would be Derek Jeter. They also have the highest offer reported from the New York Post today, $1.2 billion. Lawyer really likes him, obviously being a 14-time All-Star helps. But he's in a group of 15 investors and has had a hard time coming up with the money himself. Reported today, Michael Jordan is actually also in his ownership group, reportedly for a really small amount of money. So either way, big names. The third and last group is Jorge Mas. Forbes magazine posted a link that's saying that he had actually succeeded with the deal. The Marlins denied this, but this may have been, kind of pushing it after the All-Star break. Apparently, he was at $1.17 billion. But president of Marlins, David Sampson, said there's no agreement yet. The Marlins this year alone are looking to lose $60 million just on players. So pretty soon after the All-Star break, you'll have a fair amount of players being tossed and traded to other locations. So we'll see. It's a revolving door at this point with news and with everything we have coming out of South Beach.
Now, riddle me this. How are the Miami Marlins losing $60 million a year? They don't spend money on player salaries. Jeffrey Lurie built the city of Miami for a new stadium and held them hostage. How are they losing? And they've never spent any money other than those single years where they'd go for it, win a World Series, and then blow things up. How are they losing $60 million a year? You've got to explain this to me because I find this hard to fathom.
Right. So it's kind of a combination of they have the lowest, if not the lowest, and one of the lowest TV contracts, lowest TV viewership. So the income they're bringing in is really low. They're always kind of basement dwelling with the number of people that they have coming to the actual game. So the income that they're bringing in is not super high. Miami itself is a self-aware, not really a huge baseball town. But then they also, a combination of that and back into contracts for players that aren't even with the Marlins anymore. So you look at people like Adeni Echevarria, who's traded to the Rays. They kind of had to eat some of his contract. And then the current players they have on the roster, while they're not collecting huge sums of money right now, are eating into the low kind of bottom line. You're looking at even players in the future that kind of will make this problem continue if nothing changes, like Giancarlo Stanton, who has, 10 or 11 years left on his deal, hundreds of millions of dollars. I think it's close to like 280 or 290 million left on his contract. And then all the way down the line, you look at guys like Martin Prado. Wei-Yin Chen was given like $60 million this last offseason, despite the fact that he's hurt and was underperforming even when he was playing. So he'll be somebody that we have to keep and hold on to. We won't be able to flip. I even looked at Giancarlo and Christian Yelich as being some players that they really won't be able to flip, based on just pure talent and how their contract looks now. Yelich not having a big contract this year, but in the upcoming, like in the future, his deal grows. So it's a back ended deal as well. So they've kind of been snake bitten by a combination of a lot of things. A few years ago, I think they were in more of a buyer's market, and that has put them in the state that they're in now. But like you said, even going through fire sales, I think this will be the fourth kind of official one if it goes through this season. Isn't going to look like it's going to really help the balance line a lot unless they can get a lot of cash back for these players or a lot of development back. The Marlins farm system is bottom. It's 30th out of 30 right now as far as teams go. So they don't really have a lot of prospects to look forward to, period. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Did I hear you right? You don't think they're going to be moving Giancarlo Stanton as the deadline approaches?
I don't think so. So my list that I have right now of players that they're going to move, the players that they're going to keep, so that you will see at Marlins Park in 2018 is Giancarlo Stanton, Christian Yelich, and JT Realmuto. Other than that, I really think that everyone else is up for grabs. So we posted an article today, D. Gordon potentially going to the Angels. The Blue Jays and the Royals are looking at him, but I think he'll fit the best with the Angels and with them being the two spot out from the wild card in their division. I think that they have the most to win out of him. And they're also getting Mike Trout back on Friday. Dan Straley's probably going to the Twins. I saw on MLB trade rumors. Martin Prado and David Phelps are both looking like they're going to the Red Sox. Justin Bour's probably going to go to the Yankees, which is terrifying considering how he did with Aaron Judge last night. So you'll have Gary Sanchez, Aaron Judge, and Justin Bour all on the same team, not to mention all the other all-stars that they have lined up right now. And like I said, Adeniyi Echeverria is already gone. And Marcelo Zuna, I think, will be the big name. He's had a fantastic season. He's kind of finally broken through that up-and-down level that he's had in the past few years and has really shown himself to be a star. I think that he would have done really well in the home run derby last night, but he decided to sit it out to keep his swing intact. But, yeah, I think that he's going to go to a big team this year. There really haven't been any rumors as to where, but his contract is, he's up for arbitration pretty soon. So he has a really easy contract to flip. So it's just a matter of time. I think the 2018 Marlins will keep Stanton, especially because he just, you know, other than what they had in Jose Fernandez the last few years, he's the reason people are coming to the ballparks, even if it's a few people, period.
Riddle me this. We're going to have about a minute left when I finish this question. How long is it going to take before the Miami Marlins are any good? I mean, you mentioned 30th ranked farm system, and they're trading everybody away outside of Giancarlo Stanton, and they're a sub-500 team now. So in 60 seconds or less, how long before the Miami Marlins have a chance to be a quality baseball team that's actually worth watching?
I think baseball works in 3 to 4 year cycles, especially for teams that are in this kind of setup. And if they're willing to get quality leadership that's interested in the fans, if they're willing to get players and prospects that are worthwhile, especially a pitching staff, right now their offense looks great. If they get rid of the offense, then they have to find it in new position players. But they really have to build the bullpen up. They had a few players, but I think that they'll all be sent off somewhere else. So overall, I think you're looking at three, at the most optimistic look, probably 4 years before they're really competing. The Mets will have their pitching back. The Braves are looking better than ever, or a lot better than expected. And the Phillies were supposed to perform, and then they're not there. So the NL East itself will be getting better as the Marlins are shipping everybody off.
Boy, whoever buys this team, it's going to take a long time before they make money, and it's going to take a long time before they get a good TV contract and a competitive product. I can't thank you enough, Michael. I really do appreciate it. We'll talk some Marlins again as the season rolls along. Enjoy the All-Star game, my friend.
You as well. Thanks so much.
You got it. Bye-bye. Michael Stephenson, SB Nation's Fish Stripe, joining us, talking all things Marlins here with us on SB Nation Radio.